This goes to Matthew Flegel. It's FLEGELPAC. Fax 989-828-6835 regarding Joseph Travis, TRAVIS, date of birth 12/16/1941. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Travis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and asthma. His last visit was October 28th, 2024. He has been gaining weight. He believes it's not fluid, more body weight, since his last visit, and his weight's up 17 pounds over the last 8 months. He usually sleeps in a recliner, and he's done that for several years. But recently, the CPAP isn't registering enough pressure, so he's not sleeping well. He has contacted the company and hopes to get that repaired very soon. He denies any chest pain or palpitations, chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine is 100 milligram three times a day. Finasteride 5 milligram daily. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Carvedilol 25 milligram twice a day. Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Torsemide is 10 milligram daily. And he's on Prozac, rosuvastatin, low-dose aspirin, albuterol as needed for wheezing, regular insulin with meals, Zetia. Physical exam, weight 275 pounds, pulse is 62 and regular, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and COPD changes. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, and he does have 2+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 9th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.97, estimated GFR 33. Sodium 139, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 9.1, albumin 4.1. Hemoglobin is 11.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, near to goal currently. That may be slightly higher today with the CPAP not working correctly. And the patient will be contacting the company, and he's going to start using the old CPAP machine that he has saved at home until the CPAP can be repaired. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 4, diabetic nephropathy. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.